Saline County authorities are looking for information to locate a man who has a warrant issued for his arrest. According to release from the Sheriff's Department, 55-year-old Tommy Joe Hotzenpiller is wanted on an original felony charge of statutory sodomy with a $25,000 cash surety bond. Hotzenpiller, a former teacher, reportedly is wanted for an alleged incident involving a juvenile on school property on November 30th, where he was trespassing since he was terminated by the district in October. Hotzenpiller is listed as being a white male who is about 6'1", around 200 pounds, with gray hair and brown eyes. If you have any information as to the whereabouts of Hotzenpiller, you're urged to call the sheriff's office at 660-886-5512. See a picture of Hotzenpiller with the posting of this story on our website, KMMO.com, or on our Facebook page. Two area residents have been formally charged with felonies for allegedly stealing a truck and other valuables earlier this year in Carroll County. Probable cause statement says Carroll County Sheriff's detectives spoke with the victim, who stated a pickup truck, a homemade trailer, a trail camera, a weed eater, and other items were missing from his property in the 28,000 block of County Road 240 near Carrollton on October the 5th. Total estimated value of the missing items was approximately $8,900. Victims suspected 23-year-old Burgundy Morant of Carrollton and her boyfriend, 28-year-old Dylan Robertson of Odessa, took the vehicle and items. Victim stated Morant was the only person to know where the trail camera was hidden. During the investigation on November 1st, authorities recovered the weed eater from a pawn shop in Chillicothe, where the manager supplied a copy of Robertson's identification used in the selling of the item. Authorities later arrested Robertson, who admitted to stealing the truck and the items. Online court documents say Robertson and Morant each have been charged with a Class D felony for tampering with a motor vehicle in the first degree and two counts of a Class D felony for stealing. Bond for each has been set at $25,000 cash only. An initial hearing for each of the accused is pending at the Carroll County Circuit Court. Possible approval of 2019 property and casualty insurance bid is scheduled to be on the table for the Lafayette County C1 School Board during its meeting this evening. Board is also scheduled to hear a report on the audit and discuss a 2019 bond issue. Meeting is scheduled to begin at 6:30 this evening in the boardroom at the Administration Building in Higginsville. And two Sedalia residents sustained injuries in a rollover traffic crash in Pettis County last night. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as a southbound vehicle driven by 26-year-old Nicole Leip reportedly failed to negotiate a curve where the vehicle began to slide, ran off the left side of the roadway, struck several trees, and partially overturned onto its right side. Leip suffered serious injuries, and a passenger in the vehicle, 23-year-old Dylan Zane, sustained moderate injuries. They reportedly were transported to Western Missouri Medical Center in Warrensburg for treatment. Crash happened just after 9:30 p.m. on Georgetown Road, north of Sedalia Road. KMMO News Time is 5:35. Memorial services for 70-year-old Linda D. Hartman, niece of Kansas City and formerly of Sweet Springs, who died earlier today, will be held at 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, December 27th at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Concordia, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Interment will follow at Fairview Cemetery in Sweet Springs. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.